Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
You're listening to SBS Greek. I'm Anastasia Rallis, and today we are joined by Anthi Yorgali, a pranic healing practitioner who helps people restore emotional, physical, and spiritual balance by working with their body's natural energy. Energy healing might sound a little mysterious to some, so in this conversation, we will unpack what pranic healing actually is, how it works, and how it can fit into modern life and well-being. Anthi, welcome. Lovely to have you here.
Hello, Anastasia. Thanks for having me.
Anthi, for those who are not familiar, how would you describe pranic healing in simple terms?
So pranic healing is the science of transferring life energy from the people who conducts the healing to the patient. So wherever is the problem, we cleanse and energize and restores the life energy in the specific area or the whole energy body. By doing that on a prolonged time, in some cases it only takes 1 to 2 sessions. By doing that, physical well-being is being accomplished.
If I can say it in that way, how old is pranic healing?
So pranic healing is really, really old. But the modern founder, Master Chokok Sui, has collected all this information, and by doing a lot of experimentation and taking out all the misconceptions and superstitious beliefs, have created a system for the modern man and the very fast-paced society that we are living in to be able to practice methodically and produce miraculous results.
What usually happens during a pranic healing session with you? What can people expect from this experience?
So pranic healing is working on the energy body. So as we know, we have the physical body and we have our energy, which is, in other words, we can call it aura, which is like a bubble around the physical body. It is molded exactly like the physical body, and it's like the hologram of whatever is happening to our physical experience. So the main concept behind pranic healing is whatever is physicalized first have happened to the energy body. So by changing the mold of the energy body, that manifests as better health, because inevitably it manifests as a better health condition. So in a pranic healing session, we scan the energy level of that aura, and then wherever there is a depletion or a congestion, we cleanse, energize, and restore this problematic part. And as a result, the physical part of it is being restored as well. In some cases, it can be instantaneously, but there are other more severe cases that might take more sessions or a series of sessions. But the treatment can be done for any disease you have ever heard of, from physical to psychological. And when I say physical, we are talking of a simple headache to a problem which is more chronic. So pranic healing is working on the etheric body or the energy body. There are a lot of energy healing modalities, which I'm not really aware of. And as far as my understanding goes, they all work on different aspects of the energy. When we say energy, it includes the etheric part of it, the emotional part of it, mental, spiritual, and it goes on. So we have to be really clear on what we want to achieve and what we want to work with. To give you a small example of this, we can say that we can achieve a physical healing by doing some physical exercises, or we can achieve a more energetic healing by doing some breathing exercises, or when we go to the psychologist, we achieve a more emotional healing, or let's say psychological healing.
So you can work with pretty much anything you want to make better and treat?
Depends on the situation. Pranic healing is working on physical elements, but we have pranic psychotherapy that works on physical, emotional and mental energies as well, which is a mix of a well-being, really.
Many people think that pranic healing is the same as meditation. How is that different, or is it the same? It overlaps somehow?
Very good question. So really, life is about growing up. And to do that, you need spiritual energy. So meditation is really a way of going within, connect to the source of life within us, which is our soul, and bring more spiritual energy in our lives in order to have a more meaningful life. People are usually suffering because they are more entangled with their mental selves, their emotional nature, or their physical desires. So people forget who they really are, which is the soul, which is a spiritual being. When you do meditation, you are more able to partially detangle the consciousness from the physical, emotional, mental realities and go deeper to the spiritual self and really have a more clear understanding of why we are really here and what we want to achieve. So this is the meditation part of it. Meditation is about bringing spiritual energy into our everyday lives and have a more meaningful life. Energy healing on the other side is something a bit different. So when we do energy healing, it's because we want to heal the physical manifestation of ourselves, which includes physical, emotional, and mental parts of it. Because the soul, as in incarnating to a body, in order to have a physical understanding of the reality, creates thoughts, emotions, and feelings. So these are all creations of the incarnated soul, which we mistake for the I, for the real I. We mistake what we create in our everyday lives for who we really are. So all these creations for a long time, usually in our society, with all the, you know, the fast-paced environments that we are living at, manifests as congestions, congestion of emotions, congestion of wrong thoughts and ideas about ourselves, low self-esteem, anxiety, irritability, and other energies like that. So in order for us to detangle of these wrong ideas, we need energy healing in order to have inner peace. So in order to allow soul energy to be able to penetrate the lower bodies, we need healing because our lower bodies are filled with negative emotions, negative thoughts, negative and wrong ideas. So we need this purification process, let's say, in order to be able to have more clarity. Now, in this, you know, in this discussion, we can also talk about a manifestation of an ailment or a physical problem, which first happens in the energy body. So every health condition has the inner parts, the inner reasons, and the outer reasons. The outer reasons can be, you know, stressful environments, can be lack of exercise, malnutrition, lack of enough water, and the inner reasons are actually the emotions, the thoughts, all this energy background that can make the energy body weakened in order for the physical factors to be able to affect it. So in order for something to manifest physically, there has to be an energetic weakening of the energy in order to be able to be susceptible into infections, viruses, other weakening on the physical of the physical body. So by saying that, the reason why we need energy healing most of the times are preventative, because we can prevent something from physicalize by treating the energy part of it. Because when something physicalizes, it takes more time, takes more energy, and takes more effort from both the patient and the healer in order for this to be able to be reversed. So energy healing is a great tool for preventing physical ailments from physicalizing and manifesting. So someone who is, you know, being treated energetically is more able to prevent suffering from their lives in any level, because we can have, you know, physical ailments, you can have emotional imbalances, mental turmoil, especially, you know, in this generation we're going through, especially after COVID, everything is more mental. The society is becoming more mental. And all this, you know, social media excessive use is people are getting more in their minds. And by being so overworking on our mental bodies, let's say, this creates a lot of, you know, delusions, wrong ideas, wrong understandings, negative self-esteem, which brings a lot of anxiety in the long run.
So pranic healing covers a variety of factors that can be treated.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really interesting, actually.
Yeah, it really is. The truth is, it really is.
Saying that, how can pranic healing complement medicine and mental health practitioners?
So this amplifies our previous discussion. Pranic healing is not here to replace medical practitioners or the health, any health practitioners, is here to complement by saying that when something have already physicalized, it takes a while before the body is being able to reverse that. So mainstream practitioners are necessary to help the body to relieve fast. However, by treating the symptom is not solving the problem. Pranic healing helps slowly go deeper to the actual problem, to the source of the problem, which usually is something which is lying in the emotional or the mental parts of it. Usually comes from a traumatic experience, some negative superstitious beliefs, or the way of people are being brought up, and changes. So pranic healing is able to change the wrong ideas that create the wrong emotions that produces the negative energy that manifests as a physical problem. It's really a process of reversing an illness. So the medical treatment is necessary sometimes to alleviate the suffering of the person. But then in order to really solve the problem, you have to go deeper and search for the actual cause or reason of the problem.
Can it help with more complicated issues, or if you have addictions? Addiction controls your mind.
That's a great question, yeah.
Can that help?
As a matter of fact, I've had a lot of cases in my career of drug addiction, and especially in a society, as I said before, that is really very mental, very, very mental. Addictions is something that really, it's really outstanding in its performance in the society, unfortunately. So to explain that, I need you to understand what an addiction causes to the energy body. So when we take drugs, for example, what we do is we create some holes in the energy body. These holes makes the energy leak. So we constantly feel depleted. And that's where the addiction kicks in, because we constantly think that we need the drug in order to forget the pain that the energy leaking is causing in us physically, emotionally, and mentally. So what the drug actually does is dilutes our mind in order to believe that when we take the drug, we forget about the pain. But nothing is being solved. So every time we take the drug, the holes are getting bigger and the addiction gets stronger, because the more pain, the more we need the substance. So in that case, using pranic healing, for example, we go energetically and seal these holes in order for the person to not feel pain anymore. And then slowly and substantially, we re-energize the energy body of the patient in order for greater health to be achieved. Slowly, the person is not feeling the need and the desire to get the drug anymore. And by constantly energizing the body, the patient is being able to be independent of the substance. And slowly, they recover and they can have, you know, regular everyday lives. Without having an addiction, and without needing to replace the addiction with something else. Because usually people leave one addiction and skip to another one, because they need to replace the mental pain that the addiction is causing. So by doing pranic healing, and of course we recommend meditation on Twin Hearts, which is the basic meditation of pranic healing, really helps the person to elevate their consciousness, elevate their energy, and get rid of the addiction.
You mentioned meditation on twin hearts.
Yes.
Can you explain a bit more about it?
Yeah, so meditation on twin hearts is a really very simple but really powerful meditation that we practice on pranic healing. It helps revitalize the body, it helps restore the energy level, and it helps about bringing inner peace to the individuals, because first of all, there is a part of energy healing inside the meditation, which cleanses, energizes, and balances the energy body. Second, there is a big part allocated to forgiveness. And most of our suffering as humans caused by the inability to forgive others and ourselves. So this creates a lot of inner turmoil. this inner turmoil manifests as emotional, mental imbalance, and so on. So by practicing meditation on Twin Hearts regularly, we are able to forgive ourselves and detach from expectations of ourselves and of others. And by doing that, we become closer to who we really are, which is really the soul. So there is this soul realization part within this meditation. And then we have the energy healing part of it that, you know, produces a lot of internal relief. And then there is the blessing part of it. So with the energy that we have generated through the meditation, we visualize the planet Earth and we send all this energy to our loved ones, friends, families, people who need healing, people who are suffering, the whole world, really, any part of the world that really needs to elevate their consciousness into a higher degree, because the planet is suffering at the moment. There is a lot of sadness. There is a lot of suffering without want to, you know, be specific about it. And we change the vibration of the frequency of suffering. We try to bring more inner peace into our lives. And because everything starts from the energy world, by bringing in a lot of healing energy, energy of peace, energy of gratitude, of loving kindness, of higher emotions, softness, kindness, sweetness, we are able to bring about more calmer lives. We are able to project this energy to our surroundings and change our vibration and change the way we want to live and change the way we want to experience life, because life is really about the degree of vibration that you are tuned in. Mm-hmm. We can either live a life of suffering or we can live a life of gratitude. This is a personal choice. No one can determine our lives but ourselves by the way we decide that we want to live. And meditation on Twin Hearts is a great tool to elevate our consciousness and living on our highest vibrations.
If you start this conversation, there is always more and more.
Yeah, it can be endless. Can be endless.
And we started that, and we didn't mention anything about how you started your journey with this. What made you want to commit?
That's a really good question. To be honest, I've never shared that before with anyone, but this can be the first time, I guess. So pranic healing was really profound for me, because since I was a kid, like, I was growing up in a business family, let's say. We used to have a family business, and, you know, dad was involving with businesses and stuff. So my father was initially started having a lot of health issues, and all the doctors were mentioning that everything was stress-related. Mm-hmm. And me as a little kid, I couldn't really understand that. I was like, how can you not treat something? How can you treat, let's say, something with medicine, but then the person is not smoking, is not drinking, is not doing anything bad in their everyday routines, and they're still getting sick? So I was like, what is this stress? How can you measure stress? How can you measure this energy? Like, this is not something physical. So I cannot understand how people get sick without having any physical negative lifestyle. And then, unfortunately, you know, after some years, that passed away, and I couldn't bear the grief that this caused me. So first of all, pranic healing helped me elevate my health condition, because I really took this to heart, and it was really hard for me to get over it. I couldn't find anything physical that could, you know, make me feel better. And pranic healing helped me elevate the grief part of it, and then meditation slowly helped me come in contact with my inner light, my soul, and then, you know, find a better, more clear purpose in my life, mm-hmm. let's say.
That made you want to help others as well?
Yeah, first of all, because of the healing part, because I have experienced sickness in the family, and I knew from the first hand how one sick person, let's say, makes the whole family sick. So I knew that by helping other people and teach other people how to practice pranic healing, our lives can become really better. We can have really better qualities of life when we are healthy, because when a person is not sick, they can do whatever they want. They can have any wish come true. But when someone is sick, all they wish for is just getting better. Teaching people how to have simple tools to help babies, to prevent babies from going to the doctors all the time, to prevent teenagers of having, you know, emotional outbursts, to help people who begin with their careers have less stress, to help parents have a more emotional tolerance with their kids, or more elderly to be less in pain. You know, you take all the ranges of age and find reasons why pranic healing can be helpful for someone.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's really deep. The conversation can go forever. Yeah, it's really deep. Can go really deep.
It can go really
because
deep.
Because health is really all we have.
Inside and outside.
Inside and outside. And by having health, you can do anything you want in life. But this is the basis of everything.
That's really motivational. What do you wish more people understood about energy healing?
Something that was really challenging for me when I started as well, because of my upbringing, I guess, and because of the Greek culture that I was raised.
And the stereotypes.
Stereotypes, superstitious beliefs, and especially from the close connection with church and religion, is that pranic healing has nothing to do with beliefs, religion, anything to do with that. And especially, you know, the wrong ideas or superstitions about energy. So pranic healing is just using simple techniques and utilizing life energy, or prana, which comes from the environment, from the sun, the earth, and really uses this energy to restore the circulation of energy in our bodies. And that's all it is. It has nothing to do with beliefs, nothing to do with wrong ideas, nothing to do with superstitiousness. So I wish that more people would realize that energy healing is not something far away from us. We achieve energy healing by just changing the way we breathe. We achieve energy healing by just going outside for a run, or go to the psychologist and talk of our deepest fears. So energy healing is just techniques that are used to change energy patterns in our body, nothing more.
Where can people find you?
I have an Instagram page called Pranic Healing Clinic Manolia, and then my personal account for now, and then slowly building up a more professional profile.
Perfect. Thank you, Anthi.
Thank you, Anastasia. Thank you for having me.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.